Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our Daily Blessing Adapter from NCM. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. Why do the lives of the ungodly often seem better than ours? Well, in the short run, the wicked often seem to prosper. But on the long run, we see that life of morality goes a long way, all the way to eternity. A big question often asked is, why should we live a life of faith? It almost seems like the Lord wasn't paying any attention to the things that matter deeply to you. You may even begin to get this feeling, why live for God if He isn't interested in me, doesn't answer my prayers, and nothing seems to be going in the right way? But as you consider, where would you go if you were to turn away from the Lord? There is no better alternative. In fact, there is none like Jesus. Apostle Peter confessed to Christ, saying, "To whom shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life." Although our motives for following the Lord should not be centered on our personal well-being, but it is still a part of what God cares about in our lives. The Bible says in 3 John chapter 1 verse 2, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." Remember, my friends, true prosperity is spiritual in nature. Shall we pray? "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their cry. Lord, we learn that your delays are not your denials, but time and chance happens to all. Spirit of God, grant us understanding and wisdom to wait on you in prayer, and quicken our dull ears to hear when you speak. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In your precious name we pray, Jesus. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you."